and You Can't Make It Up, show number 253 for August 19th, 2013. We're still on vacation, Ken.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you and I could take a little side trip, fly out to Detroit, take advantage of their going out of business sale. What do you think?
Lots of bargains. I don't know if I want to inherit all that debt that goes with it, do you?
But we can have buildings, houses, stadiums, streets, art.
Riots.
Thank you.
Unrest in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that make us de facto mayors if we buy into this mess?
Hey, plenty of de facto mayors in office.
Defective. It peaked at number 9 in 1985. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Summertime music for you here on You Can't Make It Up. We do this show every Monday, despite a lot of protest we get from people we know and relatives, because mankind's capacity for stupidity is utterly limitless. This show originates, by the way, at the number 2, canscomedy.com. It terminates elsewhere.
You know, I played Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, quite a bit in my final year in the business.
It'd be 85.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like me, they haven't been heard from since.
Yeah. They're one-hit wonders, right? Well, they made it all the way to number 9, and they finished the year, according to Billboard magazine, at the 95th most sold record, I guess, is the way it worked. So, listen, I got to thinking as we were preparing this show. And by the way, coming up right after this, we've got our flashback to our second most popular show ever in almost 5 years that we've been doing this. But I got to thinking, it's been a long time since, for free laughs, we visited the Deep South.
This is very true. Either we've been very generous or they've been in hiding. I don't know.
So you're going to fix that for us, right?
I certainly am.
All right.
I'm going to drop my southern accent so that I don't get make a habit out of it. But coming to our aid are a couple of reliable news sources that I get a lot of our stuff from. From our friends at Archimax.com. Apparently they've been riding around the highways and byways and spotting bumper stickers for us. And here's some bumper stickers you'll see in many of the southern states. Maybe you've seen them. On the triple wides and the RVs. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beer. It's not just for breakfast anymore. How about this one? I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, I cause it.
Now, this one, semi-political, but I think you'll like it. As long as there are tests, there will be prayer in public schools.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah. Here's one, kind of a flashback. Very funny, Scotty. Now beam down my clothes.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a magician.
And finally, this one. Keep honking. I'm reloading.
Yeah. No. No, what is it they call it? If this car suddenly loses its driver?
Now, let's say you are driving around the Deep South. You got your radio on to the local country music station. I'm not a big fan of country, are you?
My silence should speak volumes.
Yes, but I will admit that a lot of country music songs, they're not just simple love songs. They actually tell stories, somewhat detailed stories of relationships gone good or bad.
Yes.
So there's some cleverness there. Well, with that in mind, our other friends at New York Magazine, they kind of polled their readers, or actually they asked their readers to submit their ideas for song titles that would make a good country music song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you three of them. Here we go. She chews tobacco, but she don't choose me.
No.
Number 2, baked my sweetie a pie, but he left with a tart.
Yeah, I like that one.
Well, here's my favorite. Ain't no trash in my trailer since the night I threw you out.
These are what the readers suggested, eh?
Yes. Yeah. We're magazine readers, but.
Well, what do you expect?
Not guns and garden or gardens and guns.
Classy folk.
So, there you go.
The Deep South, always worth a laugh.
Yep.
You know, you and I we can't travel down there no more.
No. They got the state troopers at the border. They're waiting for us.
As they say down south, well, by gum, you can't make it up.
No. You can't make it up.
Can't. We've been enjoying our summer and counting down the top 8 all-time fan favorites since we started this weekly mess, a podcast journey in December of 2008, and we're up to the second most popular show as voted by you, by all the downloads. Mm. and we've done 253. This was number two. It aired on November 30th, 2009, just past Thanksgiving, and it starred a happy cow, a farting pig, and toasted turkey. Yeehaw!
Was I there?
You were there. It's show number 52 and coming at you right now. And we'll keep enjoying our vacation. Next week, we will play for you the most popular show ever since we've been doing this nonsense.
Yeah, we'll see you live from Detroit.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 52. Ken, you brought a radio ad to a hallowed halls last week, so I found a TV ad that...
Oh, good.
I think the people that did the, you know, the St. Raphael's spot for we fix more joints than...
We replace more joints.
Well, I think they were smoking before they did this spot. I think maybe the... Yeah. This was... I think it should have been on RFD TV, but it wasn't. Your favorite, you know, channel. So anyway, you just... It's... Talking cows. So let's give a listen, shall we?
From all over the world, 10 cows, one dream. To be the next California happy cow.
Her, pick her. I live here. Let's go to California. Thank you.
Only one cow can win. Only you can decide. Vote for the next California Happy Cow. Voting ends December 31st. Great milk comes from happy cows. Happy cows come from California. Look for dairy brands with the real California seals.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Got milk? Yeah. Now, I want to... So we're all supposed to vote on what cow we're sending... We're sending to California. Does it have to have four legs? Is that a requirement?
Whoa.
Anyway, I expect to see a new Gallup CNN New York Times poll out showing that Arnold might be in trouble. Happy Cow might be the next gov of California. Yeah, it's, you can't make it up.
See you standing in the corner. Watch you glance.
I like what you got, so give me that, and I'ma give it back. Now tell me, mama, can you live with that?
Shut.
I got nothing.
I was going to say, if you, don't you ask me that every week, every Monday night, and get what you got?
Well, welcome to another thrilling episode of You Can't Make It Up. Hi, Ken.
Well, not just any episode. This is our, what did you say, 52nd?
52, but it's not a year yet. You know, last December, we did we started doing it weekly, duh. And then we realized, we can't do this every week.
Oh, and we proved that, haven't we?
I mean, we started doing it multiple times a week. Well, you're right, we proved we can't do it. So we actually started December 23rd. So those of you you can't wait for our one-year anniversary, hang in there. We're trying to get there. That was Mike Slow-Mo Brenner featuring the hip-hop in that was Mike Recca, and it's Gimme What You Got. And according to Steve Kling, who writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer, that is Philadelphia's best and only funky hip-hop steel guitar band.
Wait a minute. Funky hip-hop steel guitar.
Yeah, you didn't know you could put steel guitar with hip-hop, did you? But, it's pretty cool. I like that tune. So here we are, the Cyber Monday after Black Friday after Thanksgiving. And what'd you do Black Friday?
Oh, gosh, I slept a little bit of it, and I don't remember anything else after that. So,
yeah, if you worked in a retail store, you were up at 1 a.m. because you had to go to work.
Welcome to Walmart.
How stupid. Well, let's not even get into that. No. This show originates at 2, that's 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com. If you'd like to email us, forget it. We don't answer email anymore. We're too popular.
Well, it originates there, but it also, oddly enough, terminates there, too, apparently.
We're too cool for school. So, I like the idea of opening the show. You told me we're going to go down under.
Yes, we are. And one of the reasons we have to is I don't know what happened to all the people in the deep south here, but they seem to have disappeared for a while. So we had to go farther south to find some more idiocy for You Can't Make It Up.
Okay.
Well, we'll have to do something about that next year. Anyway, down in Australia, and this is true everywhere. It really is. It's good to know that firefighters, no matter where in the world, are dedicated and they're willing to respond in haste to any alarm or call for help. And so such was the case recently in a small regional town in the Victoria, Australia area, where 15 firefighters and 2 tankers, which I guess is Australian for fire engine, responded to a report of a strong smell of gas. Now, they had reason to worry because that particular area is at high risk for brush fires. So the crew gets there, and upon arrival, they found the source of the gas, and it wasn't a gas leak or a broken gas main or a pipeline, nothing like that. No, in fact, it was a very large and very flatulent pig. Not making it up.
How do you put out a pig? Well,
that would be the question, wouldn't it? But to their credit, the local firefighters were very good sports about it. The captain of that crew, Peter Harkin, said in a radio interview, quote, "I don't know what they were feeding this thing, but we did the right thing by responding to the call." And he added that in all his years on the fire brigade, this is the first time he has ever been called to put out, quote, "a farting pig." Oh, one little twist to this thing, the owners of the pig, they haven't named it yet. And I'm wondering if our You Can't Make It Up audience could come up with an appropriate suggestion. What do you think?
I think the people that did the happy cow are going to come up with send the farting pig to California.
Happy pig.
You're telling me this pig was so big and had so much gas that an entire region called it in?
Apparently so, and there they were.
Well, welcome to our Turkey Day Leftover show, or maybe it's Hangover Edition, especially if you dined last Thursday at O'Casey's Tavern in New York City.
Ah.
Yeah, Paul Hurley owns the pub, and he's from the old country. And every Thanksgiving, he soaks his turkeys in vodka.
Oh, good.
And then submerges the whole bird in vodka gravy. And before he puts them in the oven, and then when they take them to your table, they're served up with a reservoir of vodka shots.
Now, I see a pattern developing here.
Yeah. But, now, the turkey itself, in case you want to do this recipe at home. The turkey's injected with 100 proof Georgi vodka, right from Mother Russia, before cooking. Hurley says his mother did it that way in Ireland every Christmas. Nothing happened bad to them.
Of course not.
Now, they talked to the chef, they being the New York Post. They talked to the chef at O'Casey's, Paul Loftus. He says that Well, much of the alcohol from the vodka evaporates in the oven, so any extra vodka is added to the gravy.
Just to make sure.
Oh, and that reservoir that they serve with the boozed up bird, it's filled with a fruit-flavored vodka shot and a straw. Now, the whole meal, this is, we don't make this up.
Oh, no.
At OKC's, you know, write it down. They're in Manhattan. Next Thanksgiving, the whole meal is just $29.95, and if you think that's a little steep, get this. You know what they throw in? A taxi ride to anywhere in Manhattan. It's true.
I was going to say, is there a law against eating under the influence? I mean,
you know, and because O'Casey's is such a class place,
yes.
You know what's outside the pub? They have a whole fleet of motorized lazy boys. So you just climb in one. Speaking of stupid drivers.
Man, you know, it's really a good thing for our show that there is no law anywhere that prohibits giving out driver's license to idiots. I mean, really, where would we be without this? You know, you want to know the sure sign that somebody is not only an idiot, but is driving under the influence. How about the vehicle he's driving is on fire?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it.
Driving while stupid. That should be a felony.
DWS. Well, that's what happened to a guy named Carl Franklin Miller Jr., who was driving around through Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania, in a van that was on fire. Apparently, he had no clue that while he was burning rubber, the rubber and steel and plastic of the van were also burning. Police and firefighters were called in to try to track him down. The firefighters saw that his 1993 Ford Econoline van was clearly on fire, and they managed to get the driver's attention somehow. I'm not sure. Maybe they offered him another beer or a vodka turkey. But anyway, he was taken to a local hospital for treatment of injuries caused by the fire, and no great surprise, charges will be filed. Now, fortunately, not all the morons that drive behind the wheel are located in the U.S. Let me go across the ocean to Germany, actually. And over in the state of Saxony, two men in their 20s, who apparently had just ripped off a store and a car dealership, were cruising along to the point where, well, they didn't know where they were anymore. So they stopped and asked directions, and they wanted to know, how do you get to the Czech Republic from here? It's something like right out of the movie Stripes. Unfortunately for them, the guy they asked was a state police officer who looked into the car, saw what appeared to be a bunch of stolen goods, and arrested them right on the spot. Nice going, guys.
Yeah. You're right. You should have some sort of IQ test to get a driver's license.
You should, unless you can't spell IQ, which would be the case here. Yes, he was born
on the road in the month. Hi, I'm Rex Fowler.
And I'm Neil Shulman. We are Aztec Two-Step.
And when we're on the road, we always listen to You Can't Make It Up. He sees them more than his
eyes. Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't. Actually, I gave it up a long time ago, but
no.
In spite of that.
The rest of the world drinks coffee.
Yes, they do, yes.
We're addicted. Do you know what's in your morning, Joe?
I hate to ask.
Well, if you live in Brazil, that's a pretty good question to be asking these days. Apparently, some rogue roasters are out there, some guys that are trying to play fast and loose,
yes,
brewing up maverick beans. They're out to cut costs, and they're giving Brazil's coffee industry headaches of more than one kind. Here's what they do. They're putting in anything from corn, soy, even wood. Not coffee beans, necessarily. A few of those, just to give it flavor. But corn, soy, wood, glucose, whatever. It's fraud in Brazil. It's against the law. Now, the people that are trying to regulate this whole thing, they say they don't know of any health problems for those who drink it. There are some side effects, we'll tell you in a moment.
I don't know, you think?
There's some discomfort. Almir José da Silva, he chairs the coffee industry group ABIC in Brazil. He says, quote, these coffees can make you feel unwell in the stomach or even make you burp a lot. Don't give them to that pig in Australia. But random lab tests are done on coffee taken from supermarkets, and they levy steep fines if you're caught violating. And then if you keep doing it, well, 10 companies have actually been kicked out of the ABIC for repeatedly cheating the system. The good news?
There is good news.
At least for the rest of us Java addicted in the world, most of Brazil's exported coffee is shipped as raw beans. So they're brewed here, so confining this problem to products sold at home, which can be a problem. Brazil is the world's number one coffee grower and number two consumer. after the United States, presumably.
Wow.
So if you live in Brazil, you might want to give up coffee, do what my compadre's done here, and switch to straight vodka, you know? Yeah. That'll get your day started, yeah.
Coffee good to the last wood chip.
You can't make it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a, did you save a moment of duh for us today?
Yes, I did. And, you know, if you're a secretary and your boss is running late for a very important flight, what do you do? Well, of course, you do what any enterprising secretary would do. You call the airport with a bomb threat.
Stop that plane!
I'm not making it up. This is what investigators say that Claudia Della Rosa did. She called the Miami International Airport and claimed that there was a bomb on board an American Airlines flight to Honduras. Now, when questioned, she told the police that she sent the bomb threat in so that her boss, who was running late, wouldn't miss his flight. That's a good idea, don't you think?
Call it a bomb threat.
Want to get away? I don't think so.
Yeah, not going anywhere for a while? That's going to do it for You Can't Make It Up. As usual, he's Ken.
And so is he. Isn't that amazing?
Two Kens. You know, we discovered a long time ago that two Kens in Japanese stands for...
Really dumb and stupid? No, what was it again?
Cleverness squared.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't you tell? This is Exhibit 1, Your Honor, this show.
Can we brew you some wood coffee?
On our way out, here comes Gimme What You Got with slow-mo Mike Brenner and Mike Recca, proving once again that, yes, you can put a steel guitar into an otherwise hip-hop album. We'll see you next week.
Yo, a tight predicament, imagine this. A knock on the door from the sheriff with a warrant for my arrest. Man, I'm like obsessed. Another downfall, man, life's a mess. Think of how I cause...
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2, canscomedy.com.
With every little money and a bag of reefer, I gotta go, honey, can you grab my sneakers? In front of my kids, man, I can't believe this. Take them in the back, they don't need to see this. Cuffs on my wrist in the back of the car. That's when I noticed we traveling far. I asked where we headed and he said it proudly. Relax, you on your way to county. The wall where you rise or fall. My life flashed before my eyes and all. You never know when it might be time to brawl. A place unsuitable for the foulest dog. In a 5x10 chair with two men. 2 hours out, 22 locked in. And when it's time for chow, gotta watch the vultures. A hazardous crash with a clash of cultures. Two dudes might be laughing, joking. Later on, dude gets mad and pokes him. The baddest notion, a mass promotion. Those with the biggest commissary bag are chosen. Trapped in the middle of the belly of the beast. And hey, they don't care. You're just a fella from the street. We all want peace. Peace surrounds me, but it's hard to be peace when you reach the county. Trapped in the middle of the belly of the beast. A 180 flip when I hit the county. If not, they was gonna let the wolves surround me. But I'm quite humble, I hold mine proudly. Cause you can't be a chump when you up the county. You was nice, now you gotta be rough. You was soft, now you gotta be tough. That's the price when you got on the bus. My predicament was tricky enough. Phone calls, but my PO wasn't picking it up. Man, I was just living it up. Now I'm sitting here stuck, wondering if anybody giving a fuck. Yo, plus I got 4 shows pending this month. At some point in my life, I gave my innocence up way too soon. I'm beginning to think I'm doomed. I escape in the tone, choose to make you move. If you got a to give positive surroundings, do the crime, prepare to do the time in county.